Trade-offs. The concept of trade-offs among logistics activities illustrates how very interrelated the various activities of logistics are, and knowledge of trade-offs can help logistics professionals predict the impact a decision will have on other areas within and outside of logistics. Understanding trade-offs can be seen as a risk mitigation tool and as a tool to find innovative solutions to problems. As a risk mitigation tool, understanding trade-offs helps a logistics professional from falling into the trap of suboptimization, which is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a solution to a problem that is best from a narrow point of view, but not from a higher or overall company point of view. For example, a department manager who refuses to allow employees to work overtime in order to minimize the department's operating expense may cause lost sales and a reduction in overall company profitability. From an innovative solution perspective, a logistics professional can use a knowledge of trade-offs to find new ways to solve a problem. For example, in an effort to reduce the total cost to serve a customer, a solution might be to spend more money on transportation to ensure that it is reliable. The logistics professional would measure the impact this has on inventory levels to determine if reduced uncertainty or less risk of obsolescence translates to lower safety stocks, other actual net savings, or increased sales revenues and/or margins. Trade-offs can be among areas in the scope of logistics, within individual logistics functions, with other stakeholders in the organization, and with extended supply chain partners. Trade-offs in scope areas. Exhibit 1-3 presents trade-offs for each scope area. The integrated nature of all of the components of logistics, especially transportation, warehousing, and inventory, highlights the systems concept premise that optimum solutions for the lowest overall cost can be found only when all of the relevant logistics costs are considered simultaneously, from order cycle time to transportation cost to inventory holding costs. Trade-offs within a logistics area. There can be a number of trade-offs within any given area in logistics. For example, warehouses frequently use random location storage rather than fixed location storage because it increases the capacity utilization of the warehouse. The trade-off is that it makes order picking more complex, thus usually requiring an investment in computer-directed picking and put away. Another example is the decision as to whether existing warehouses and transportation systems will handle reverse logistics or if independent networks will be designed. The trade-offs within each individual function will be addressed in this course when each of the areas is discussed in detail. Trade-offs with other stakeholders. Finance, production, and sales and marketing often will have different priorities than logistics. Even when they have the same priorities, such as if they are using sales and operations planning to minimize the impact of operational silo thinking, they will still have different perspectives. For example, both finance and logistics want to minimize inventory costs. However, finance typically views this cost in monetary amounts, while logistics views it primarily in terms of units. It is important to understand that a unit-driven budget will be a defense against the money-driven budget. The unit-driven budget might show that the cost per unit is improving, but the total volume is higher, thus explaining the higher total cost despite improvements. Different ways of seeing a problem will also lead to different proposed solutions. From a finance perspective, moving more high-value goods will improve the productivity metrics faster than moving the same number of low-value goods. From a logistics perspective, productivity will be increased by moving units of any value optimally, fewest moves at least overall distance or time. Each proposed solution to any given business problem will generate a different set of trade-offs. Any trade-off made to meet the interests and goals of one or more parties will frequently create cost increases, or at least increase uncertainty, risk, or complexity for other parties. For example, ABC inventory analysis, A items being high in value or fast movers, B items being in the middle in value or speed, C items being low in value or speed, may be based on value sold for finance while being based on unit speed for warehouse slotting purposes. Requiring either of these parties to conform to the other party's organization method would be failing to begin with the end in mind. Changing the analysis to suit the need, or finding a way to combine both value and volume in a multivariate analysis, are examples of an increase in complexity, but such solutions help avoid suboptimal results for either party. From a manufacturing perspective, production may want to have long runs to minimize changeovers and reduce the cost per unit. even in lean production systems, this strategy may be pursued to build up stock in anticipation of seasonal demand, thus preventing the need for overtime or extra shifts later. Marketing and finance will appreciate that this could result in lower prices to the customer or lower costs and higher profit margins. However, logistics will see an increase in inventory and thus also warehousing costs as larger orders wait to be sold. Other inventory items might still be at risk of stockout. When this strategy is considered, logistics professionals need to ensure that the long-term inventory storage costs are factored into the profit equation. On the other hand, many organizations are pursuing lean or just-in-time manufacturing methods with short production runs, fast changeovers, and minimal inventory levels. Logistics professionals will have lower inventory and warehousing costs, but could experience higher transportation costs as shipments may not be able to use full truckloads, train loads, or container loads. Finance will appreciate this trade-off if the inventory savings outweigh the transportation cost increases. However, marketing may feel some pain if there are stockouts or longer delays in filling orders. Production will face higher costs per unit when production runs are shorter. This is an example of how trade-offs are a risk management issue. Errors in timing or transportation mishaps could halt production entirely. The goal is to have adequate but conservative input materials to minimize this risk. Logistics and manufacturing may make production scheduling a shared responsibility for this reason, as well as to address trends such as more offshore suppliers, more outsourced production, for example, food industry, co-packers producing products under a client's label, or sustainability requirements. How will fewer warehouses affect other stakeholders? Finance will be happy as long as there is a net cost reduction after increased transportation costs are factored in. The decision will likely have little impact on production, and logistics will likely be less complex and easier to oversee. However, marketing will not be pleased if there is a reduction in customer service, which would be primarily due to longer delivery times or more expensive shipping if these costs are passed on to the customer. What if finance suggests reducing the number of supervisors at warehouses? This will certainly reduce warehouse overhead costs, but logistics might need to track whether this increases other warehouse costs such as picking and put-away efficiency or pilferage. If order picking accuracy is reduced, marketing will also be affected by this choice. Perhaps some trade-offs will involve trying to cut costs on packaging. Marketing will not appreciate any increase in damaged goods getting to customers, nor would they be happy if the industrial packaging adversely impacted the marketing-related packaging that they could select for consumer products. Finance may initially like the cost savings from what they consider to be non-value-added expenses, but if returns and lost customers are included in the calculations, then finance will also appreciate anything that keeps net costs the lowest. The main impact reduced packaging will have on logistics is that there will be fewer transportation mode options if they want to prevent those returns and dissatisfied customers. This could in turn reduce any net gain from this choice. What about processes such as postponement, where warehouse personnel are asked to do final assembly given actual orders? This will reduce production costs, so production and finance will like this option. Marketing will also benefit, but only if logistics trains final assembly personnel well enough to avoid errors or increased order-to-delivery time. Logistics will have increased administrative, training, and staffing costs and will need to work closely with production to get special instructions. Logistics and marketing have a highly interrelated relationship, where materials are placed in the network and how easily they get to customers heavily impacts marketing. Trade-offs often take the form of choices related to or impacts on one of the four P's, which, according to the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, are a set of marketing tools to direct the business offering to the customer. The four P's are product, price, place, and promotion. Exhibit 1-4 describes each of these areas and explores how trade-offs may occur for each of them. Note that, for logistics, place is practically synonymous with time. While logistics doesn't influence where demand exists, it plays a key role in fulfilling demand. Trade-offs among extended supply chain partners, suppliers, manufacturers, distributors, and customers frequently make trade-offs with one another. Passing on costs to another supply chain partner is generally a good idea only if it reduces the overall cost for all members of the supply chain, meaning that the final price for the good or service can be lower. When this is not the case, fewer units will be sold in all parties, including the one who passed off those costs, will suffer. This type of trade-off is usually part of supply chain management, rather than logistics.